This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
In looking at the budget cycle, we concluded that the budget formulation stage or the budget preparation stage offers the best scope for the involvement of stakeholders. This is a critical entry point for influencing the content of the budget, hence its importance. It is the active phase of the budget in which policies and programs and projects get into the budget. Ideally, the stakeholders should be involved in the determination of priorities. This is prior to the finalization of programs and projects. They also need to be involved in this pre-budget activity. But in practice, the citizens and other stakeholders are excluded from the process or have very limited input into the process. The executive tend to formulate the annual budget as a top secret activity. And in this, we said behind closed doors. Nevertheless, the stakeholders can undertake their own analysis and engage in advocacy to draw attention to their issues and to get their priorities in the budget in instances where they are not formally included in the budget. Where the government provides pre-budget statements or the budget framework paper or the budget call, and these are available, the stakeholders could review these critically, dissect them, and offer their own interpretation of what is being presented. So non-governmental groups can release analyses of issues known that they know that are being considered by the cabinet for inclusion in the budget, or that it may not even be on the radar. It could simply be on issues that they feel ought to be priorities. They can produce their own analysis with the hope of catching someone's attention and getting them into the budget. So there's also opportunities for the NGOs to establish, NGOs and civil society. When I say NGOs here, I'm talking very broadly, all non-state actors that have an interest in the activity, in the activities associated with the budget. And one of the ways is to establish informal lines of communication with key officials who are responsible for determining what gets into the budget. So the message is that stakeholders have to take advantage of all formal opportunities to participate in the budget exercise, as well as they have to create their own opportunities for intervening. In the case where you have formal opportunities, like where you are invited to consultation, you need to prepare. You need to provide meaningful input and feedback backed by solid analysis and solid research. They have to engage with the process by hosting discussions, hosting sensitization workshops, publishing the analysis, using social media where necessary, and other formal channels. And importantly, you have to try and leverage relationships. But on top of all of that, you have to agitate for improved governance that will facilitate meaningful public participation in the budget exercise. Meaningful participation. And when we say meaningful participation, it must not simply be that you are invited after all the major decisions have been taken and you are simply required to sign off on it. To emphasize again, ideally, the participation stage is where you are likely to have the greatest impact, and you need to be at the table. And if you are not at the table, you need to get your views and your opinion heard. When we look at the budget approval stage, there's limited opportunity to really impact what is happening once the budget reaches the parliament, because of how the parliament is structured and how politics is conducted in the Caribbean, that people tend to come down on sides. They tend to organize a debate around party lines. People don't discuss policies and programs per se in terms of the merits and demerits of them, but they tend to be supported because they are often by the ruling party and opposed because they are coming from the ruling party. So in terms of what NGOs can do at the approval stage, there is limited opportunity, but there is still some small window that they can take advantage of. And they can use the opportunity of the debate in parliament, where the public interest is greatest in the budget process, to advocate for changes that they feel are desirable by producing, again, high quality analysis, high quality critical analysis of budget proposals, putting forward alternatives, and securing significant public support. If you have significant public support, something, and the government perceives that this is not going to be very popular, they're more likely to listen to feedback and to change, to make changes to the budget before it is finalized. So lobbying and advocacy are important activities that have to be engaged in order to influence the budget process. Non-state actors can undertake analyses that can or work that would advance budget literacy. One area of work could be work to make the public understand what the budget means for them, what is in the budget, what it means for them. Another area could be assessing the budget process and the budget systems. Work can be done to make sure that the process is one that is transparent, that the governance arrangements are in place to yield positive results, that your budget systems are robust, that you have the necessary involvement of various stakeholders. You need to undertake research, you need to publish the analysis and your findings, and you need to offer alternative views and explain the impact of whatever it is you are proposing. And again, in a manner that ordinary people could understand.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.